long hard days. They don't say God's changed my ways, changed my ways, those evil ways. So I set out across that way to strike them down, to make them pay and change their ways, their evil ways. But I can't.
Welcome back. Lots and lots of interesting stuff going on. I wonder if we should play this first, actually. I mean, I talked about the fundraiser last Monday. We played the clip from Deutsche Welle. I think it was Deutsche Welle's Sarah Kelly who interviewed Ursula von der Leyen the Friday before, which was May Day, right? Talking about the fundraiser last Monday, 7.5 billion euros. And, you know, as Polly St. George, Amazing Polly, pointed out, it sounded like these folks in these countries were reading hostage negotiation letters. And I think that there is a struggle. And deeply grieving to me is that it's kind of like a silent struggle that's happening out in plain sight, so to speak. And if you're not sensitive to the nuances, you'll miss it. Speaking of democracy, I've mentioned several times William Bloom's America's Deadliest Export Democracy, as an aside. But you know, you can You can see it. You can hear it. I want to give you maybe a couple of installments of this. The Ben Carson thing next. As my mail client crashes. Good times. So, before we get to the Ben Carson thing, this clip has sort of circulated, and this is, well, nah, you know, we'll come back to that. We'll come back to that. I apologize for skipping around. Let's do the Ben Carson thing first. My apologies. Anyway, there is pushback, but kind of have to look for it, and you have to be sensitive to it. And I think that's what I want to believe. That's what I'm seeing in Dr. Ben Carson's remarks, for example, over the weekend. on Fox and Friends. This is what Ben Carson said. Go ahead, please.
Unemployment hit a record high 14.7% with more than 20 million jobs lost in April. It's a hit the country expected, of course. And on Fox and Friends yesterday, President Trump says he's optimistic we will bounce back quickly.
We had the strongest economy in the history of the world, the strongest economy we've ever had, and we had to close it, which is artificial. We artificially closed it. Those jobs will all be back, and they'll be back very soon. And next year, we're going to have a phenomenal year.
So what are the next steps to jumpstart the economy? We have the best person to answer that question right now joining us now, the chair of the President's Revitalization Council, HUD Secretary Dr. Ben Carson. Mr. Secretary, thank you very much for being on the program.
Always a pleasure.
Absolutely. Friend of the show. If you have a big job on your hands, you had a meeting yesterday about it. What is top of mind for you as you tackle this task of revitalizing our economic engine?
Well, first of all, I think it's very important to point out that, you know, this economic crisis that we're experiencing right now was intentional, and it was on the back of an extraordinarily strong economy.
Yes.
In 2008, it was just the opposite. We had a very weak economy. So this is a different situation altogether. And it's very important that we not allow that economic infrastructure to be destroyed so that we can rapidly get back on that train again. So what we want to do is make sure that we preserve, particularly the small businesses. The small businesses are the backbone of the economy of this country. They employ the vast majority of Americans. And the longer, you know, we stay shuttered, the more of those small businesses will die. So on the forefront of what we're thinking about is how do we make sure that we preserve the viability of those small businesses. And a lot of that has to do with using our brains intelligently, not allowing this virus to completely dominate us, but in fact, how do we control it and live with it until we have the ability to completely eliminate it? If we wait until it's all gone before we come out, our economy will be gone.
Absolutely
also.
Right. Doctor, the president has laid out guidelines and then basically said, hey, states, it's on governors to manage their reopenings. We see a protest across the country. A lot of governors taking it really slow. A lot of big states where cities have cut cases, but counties have none. How can you incentivize governors to actually allow people to responsibly reopen who are ready to do so? Their livelihoods are at stake. They don't want to bail out. They don't want another PPP loan. They want to open their doors because they know they can. Target's wide open. My small retailer isn't. What more can be done to actually make sure that happens?
Well, I think what we have to do is emphasize data and evidence. You know, we have enough places that are opening under various circumstances that we can look at what has happened there, particularly when people are wise enough to follow the guidelines. You know, make sure that you keep your hands washed, be careful about what you touch, wear the mask where appropriate, continue to maintain the social distancing. When we do those things, it is eminently possible to go back to work. You know, except mm-hmm. for the people who are very vulnerable, the elderly people, people who have significant underlying problems that could interfere with their immune response. Obviously, those people we need to protect, and we need to make sure that the people around them understand the principles. But when that's the case, there's absolutely no reason that we can't go back. And governors, like anybody else, ought to be able to understand data when it's presented.
Absolutely. That is common sense. That is trust in the American people. That's letting people make their own risk calculations. Doctor, I wish you all the best. You have a huge job with massive consequences for our country. You've got the medical background as well as the economic side.
Let me say, we have an enormous team. Virtually all the agencies in the United States government are involved. Everyone's contributing tremendously to this. And this is America, and we're going to get it done.
Amen. Keep the heat on those governors. A lot of them
absolutely
slow rolling. All right, Dr. Ben Carson, appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
So there's Ben Carson. Some things he said, some things he didn't say. I think it's interesting off the top, you know, that Google's transcription algorithms are fantastic, but in videos like this, for some reason, the transcript just gets garbled. That auto-generated English transcript just, no. This is one of those that is garbled and not time-synced, which is interesting. You know, I don't think Ben Carson's English is that poor that the auto-transcription algorithms should miss that or you know, that it should be one of these that's all jumbled up. I wonder why that is. I'm pretty sure it's not because Ben Carson has poor diction, which he obviously does not. So some of the things that he said, this economic crisis was intentional. That's, in fact, the title of the video, Ben Carson, this economic crisis was intentional. You heard him say small businesses are vital and essential, right? Wear the mask where appropriate. Not all the time. Where is it appropriate? You know, and so this term, this the initials PPE stand for personal protective equipment. But do you think that most people listen to the nuance? I think it's ironic. It's personal protective equipment, which usually connotes the idea that I'm protecting myself, my own person or personal. But that's not what this is, you know, as folks like Rashid Batar have pointed out, that's not why surgeons like Ben Carson wear a surgical mask. They don't do it to protect themselves, right? They do it to protect others, not to infect the field of operation in that case. So that's interesting, just something that I don't think people think about. Again, you know, as he was saying, data and evidence, you heard him talk about those things. Something that you did not hear him say, did you hear him use the word vaccine? Because I didn't. So for a neurosurgeon not to say vaccine, I don't know. Maybe it's interesting, maybe it's not. But this sounds like the opposite of what is the general sort of establishment claptrap, you know. Essential businesses, which don't include small businesses, obviously, which I would actually argue is the opposite. I think we can do without Walmart. In fact, to me, Walmart has become vampiric if it wasn't always. And all of these large corporations that come in and basically vacuum up the revenue from a community and ship it off to some faraway location are probably not good for your small local community. There are a variety of ways that America is being crippled, and to me that's a big one. So I would argue that small businesses are essential. You know, as some folks have pointed out, all lives are essential, all lives matter, all jobs are essential, all jobs matter. So, and for a variety of reasons, not just for income, which obviously is critical to survival, you know, but as much as that, I would argue Ecclesiastes 3:22. Nothing is better than that man be happy in his activities. And there's something rewarding about that. And you can see it. You can feel it. You know, if you've experienced a situation where people are grateful to be employed and to be able to work hard and earn an honest day's wage. You know, as many folks, you know, Ron Paul in particular, have talked about the middle class being the bulwark of stability that it is. Critical. So I thought it was interesting that Ben Carson focused on small businesses and didn't mention vaccines until we get a... He didn't say that, did he? The way that he phrased it was interesting. I don't remember exactly how he couched it, but until we can put an end to this thing, basically is sort of how he couched it, wasn't it? Something to that effect. Not allowing infrastructure and small businesses to be destroyed. Small business is the backbone of the economy. Employ the vast majority of folks. And that's lip service that we hear from many quarters, but it's usually in politispeak, isn't it? So preserving that is critically important. Using our brains to proceed intelligently, not allowing this virus to completely dominate us, he said. But in fact, how do we control it and live with it until we have the ability to completely eliminate it, is what he said, right? And I was waiting for it. I didn't hear vaccine. Anyway, enough about that. Lots of other stuff. Let's see. You know, again, I thought it was interesting. You're told you're not supposed to look at David Icke. That's a big issue. You know, I agree the censorship of David Icke or anyone is a concern when we have enshrined in our Bill of Rights the first 10 amendments to the Constitution. The First Amendment, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, semicolon, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, semicolon, or the right of the people to peaceably assemble. Excuse me, the right of the people to peacefully to assemble. I just want to do that backwards. And to petition the government for a redress of grievances. As long as you stay in your socially distance appropriate First Amendment box. Just kidding. As long as everyone's in their little square on the floor, the 6 feet apart squares. You know, you can assemble and petition for a redress of grievances as long as you're in your socially distanced box. Prescribed, you know, free speech zone box. I digress. So, it's important, obviously, to be aware of those things, but it's interesting how, you know, David Icke keeps showing up. And again, as I said earlier in the broadcast, you know, more than, what was it, 76? That's a lot. Articles within essentially a 24 to about a maximum of a 36-hour news cycle. Articles on the Plandemic movie. I thought that was very interesting. Around the world, we're told we're not supposed to watch that, so that was interesting. Also thought it was interesting, you know, I'm seeing lots of things. Maybe I can find some of these articles, but if it's not COVID-19, you know, Southern California, I thought it was interesting over the weekend, unfortunately, the sad story of the surfer killed in shark attack. Was it south of San Francisco, I want to say? I think it's interesting that's happening while are the protests managed? Are they supposed to? Is it supposed to be for psychological effect? Did that get out of control? Did people actually protest for real? So are you not supposed to go in the water? You know, if the COVID don't get you, the sharks will. Is that the message? It seemed to me it was. Anyway, stick around. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special, but I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here?
The Ben Kelly is who it was, 26-year-old Ben Kelly, surfer in Santa Cruz. And that's unfortunate. And I think the timing is curious, too. It's interesting how these kinds of things just sort of accompany, people in Southern California get excited and when people start to do what I would call the right thing, lately, you know, the enforcement arm of the protection racket seems to kick in, and something happens. And now I'm sure there's going to be a large outcry of people who say, you know, why would you go to the beach anyway? Because, you know, if the COVID don't get you, the sharks will. Even though shark attack in Southern California is fairly uncharacteristic, it's uncommon. My understanding, the last shark attacks were 2012, 2010, 2008, 2004, 2003. 1994 from there, 1989 from there. So, you know, years in between. 8 years ago was the last in Santa Barbara County. So, it's just interesting to me how that happens. But maybe it's just another one of those curious coincidences of timing. I keep thinking about, you know, I've heard stories. I've heard more than one account from people that I trust that there are folks, you know, the thing that folks like Dr. Scott Jensen has said, for example, you know, physician and Minnesota State Senator, talking about how the death count is manipulated, how apparently medical institutions are being compensated for certain things. That's, I get mixed accounts on that, but, you know, why wouldn't we believe Dr. Scott Jensen, you know, again, physician and Minnesota State Senator? You would think he'd be in a good position to know. Talking about the crumbs that are filtering out from the CARES Act in particular. But a couple of other things. You know, speaking of, I mean, if we can predict what's going to happen, the situation in the White House is strange. I'm wondering what's going to happen with tomorrow's Senate testimony, since that's going to happen in Max Headroom style. I don't think that you know, if they're not going to be present, I don't think that they should testify. I think of what is that John Wayne film from the 30s? Marion Morrison. It's like 1934 or 35. Oh man, it was a peculiar title, and I don't remember it offhand. I'll think of it though. And you know, the guy pretending to be the uncle is it's actually the, you know, the shadow bad guy committing all these weird things, and he has that little window in the back of the saloon or whatever that he talks to folks through. Gonna bother me. I'll figure it out in the break. Anyway, that kind of a thing is what I'm thinking, you know, where the camera's facing the person, but who's standing on the side helping this person make their martyrdom video, like Sammy Osmakosh. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. So it was the Star Packer, 1934. That's what I was thinking of. John Wayne, Marion Morrison, George Gabby Hayes, Yakima Canute, Verna Hilly. Anyway, so the saloon that has the plot from Wikipedia: U.S. Marshal John Travers, John Wayne, becomes the sheriff of turn-of-the-century western town where several murders have occurred, hoping to flush out an outlaw known only as the Shadow. And so in the empty room of a saloon, the room is later found to have secret passages and a way to for the Shadow to communicate with the bad guys. So there's the scene where bad guy's talking to the Shadow, and John Wayne's standing there on the side making sure that, you know, listening to the instructions, make sure this guy sort of smokes the Shadow out, so to speak. But the point is, you know, I get that picture, or the picture, for example, in Trevor Aronson's 2015 article, How the FBI Created a Terrorist. You go look that up over at The Intercept. And, you know, see the FBI, you know, the caricature of the FBI helping Sammy Osmakosh make his martyrdom video. So you wonder who's going to be on the periphery of these folks testifying in tomorrow's Senate hearings. I really think that, you know, speaking of the global protection racket, I think it's interesting. You know, again, the title of the video, Ben Carson on Fox and Friends, it's the clip is titled, This Economic Crisis Was Intentional. Okay, can we talk more about that? By whom? Intention connotes that someone was involved. And, you know, so this, to me, speaks directly to what I've talked about when it comes to the subject of opportunities of crisis. And, you know, again, as I mentioned, last week in particular, you accompany that with the concepts of disaster capitalism and shock therapy, which, you know, I know I'm not articulating this very well, but I think it's a short trip to that kind of thing. And you're going to start seeing, you know, when we can start to predict the future, be interesting to see what happens with the testimony tomorrow. But there are some couple of things from CBS, for example, published today, UK easing lockdown despite being home to Europe's deadliest COVID-19 outbreak. And as some folks have pointed out, you know, so Neil Ferguson was not obeying the lockdown. He actually, who knows, did he infect Boris Johnson? Is that Boris Johnson comes down, you know, and as some folks have conjectured or speculated, you know, was he given the, you'll go along treatment? We could intubate you right now. And you know what happens to 9 out of 10 people who get intubated, even though Dr. Birx is confused. Well, you can't look at just one hospital. Actually, the study that Jeanine Pirro was looking at surveyed 12 hospitals, but who's counting? And this just those statistics apparently apply more broadly, but again, who's counting? So did, you know, was there an effort to make sure that Boris Johnson didn't step out of line? Not that that needed to happen, but so, I mean, you have this scenario happening in the UK and these foreboding headlines, UK easing lockdown despite being home to Europe's deadliest COVID-19 outbreak. So what does that mean? Same thing we're being told here, too soon. I'm telling you, by September 11, it's going to be lockdown. You silly children, why did you ever insist this happen? It's your fault that you've crashed the world again. And this from Reuters today. Also, China's Wuhan reports first virus cluster since lifting the lockdown. We might actually play that one because it's interesting what you do here in that. You know, 5 cases in a city that size is really a concern. Oh, and they're all in the same housing unit. Imagine that. So is there science on the 6-foot thing? Is there science to tell us, are there any peer-reviewed studies on locking down healthy people or making healthy people wear masks out in the open air? What exactly does that prove? Or these fabric masks? Talk about a petri dish for bacteria. Good grief. Is there any science for that? But there is science. There are studies on respiratory diseases spreading in ventilation systems. That's interesting. And if you've ever worked in a situation, commercial construction in particular, there are lots of there are great efforts made to ensure that doesn't happen. So, I mean, there's lots of science that tells us that when five people in the same living complex in Wuhan get infected, it's not surprising. Shouldn't be surprising. Maybe those people should be outside. I digress. To the phones. Quince in Florida, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Thanks, Chris. I'd like to congratulate you for being on RBN for such an incredibly long time.
Well, hopefully that's not a bad thing.
I think it's a good thing. It's kind of nice to hear you on the show over a long span of time. And you've been consistent.
Well, I try to be, and, you know, I'm just a regular guy and try to call him like I see him, try to be observant, try to correct the record when I'm wrong, and, you know, speaking of asking yourself, you know, why you see these things. I love my country and my countrymen, and so things seem to be going horribly wrong, and in the direction, they continue to trend in the direction that folks on this network have warned for a long time. And
that's true. Well, you used to say, way back when, a phrase coined by Thomas Pynchon, if they can keep you asking the wrong questions, they never have to worry about the right answers.
Right.
I think that certainly goes in line with what we're dealing with now, because the one big question that seems to be eluding everyone is, what the hell are we talking about? What is
exactly
a COVID-19, and has anybody purified it? Has anybody done a real examination and identified it specifically? And the answer to that is no. There's a great, I just went online and just started searching to see different people's takes on Koch's Koch postulates, which is the gold standard for purifying any kind of a pathogen. It's the gold standard. It's been around for a long time. It's what's used. They are not using that in this case. They're using two different things that are very ambiguous by design. They don't want to identify a specific COVID-19. They want to identify a complete broad spectrum and call it possible COVID-19 because the general populace is so stupefied and hypnotized, they'll just simply accept it as the dogma of this new religion. Anyway, for your listeners, if they find, go and look for Dr. Andrew Kaufman. There's a presentation, 35 minutes. It's called The Rooster in the River of Rats, Koch Postulates. And it's a very clear presentation, and he actually identifies and reads through some submittals by authorities stating that they have used Koch Postulate to identify COVID-19. Well, he goes through every step in this submittal and simply says, well, this is fraud. This is absolutely not science. No, they didn't do this. No, they used a substitute method. And he just goes down and tears the whole thing apart. He said, for the average casual reader, they're not going to understand this, but I'm showing you how this is completely constructed fraud.
I think that we're at a point, and this is a particular moment, perhaps unique moment, where those kinds of things need to be sort of curated out in the public, and there is an ongoing effort to sort of sanitize those things and continue to distract us. I've seen a lot of what I would call race baiting, clickbait, particularly over the weekend, and these kinds of things to really distract people. And I think that what you're talking about needs to be, there needs to be a curated compilation of those kinds of things, because we're talking about you know, crimes against the whole world, crimes against the entirety of mankind. And when you see, I mean, if for example, you know, 200 or 300 million people in America could actually see how simple and how small the racket is, looking at Pauli St. George's video, for example, the global health mafia protection racket, and the specific points, the nuances, like what you mentioned, you know, Dr. Andrew Kaufman, his presentation. I think that there has to be at some level evidence to prosecute. And you have all of these voices saying things like what, you know, the clip we just played of Dr. Ben Carson. The economic collapse was intentional. You have the things that Bobby Kennedy has said, and all of these very respectable people. And so at what point do we amass all this evidence and say, this is a crime against humanity, and somebody needs to be brought to account for this?
It's actionable. But the problem is, it looks as though the entire system from A to Z is completely infiltrated and controlled by this entity. I would call it a globalist entity, and they have control. When I go out in my car, normally at home, I don't listen to the radio, or I don't even have a TV. I study. But when I go out in my car, I go through the dial, and I just listen to anything that resembles news. And I listen to it, and it's wall-to-wall fear porn, wall-to-wall neuro-linguistic programming.
Yeah.
And it's just mind-boggling. Then I walk into the stores, and I see 50% of people wearing masks.
Yeah.
And then different signs that this whole pandemic is being implemented from a hierarchy system. And I look at it, and I think to myself, these are people who have been trained to never think for themselves and always acquiesce to their authority figures. I kind of assumed that there were more individualists out there, but I'm mistaken.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, people have no idea, obviously. I mean, they're the, just the layers and layers of deception. Speaking of organizations being infiltrated, and then the opposite, you know, one of the things that I was mentioning in private conversation recently is the fact that, you know, if you follow the creation of the CIA, for example, out of Skull and Bones and Sullivan and Cromwell and that kind of interest, what actually happened, people, you know, you watch Captain America Winter Soldier, for example, you get this perspective that it was infiltrated by, you know, these influences. Actually, it was the other way around. It was a wolf pack that was surrounded by a sheepfold to give it the appearance of legitimacy, but it always had that element that, you know, reported to the international industrialists. And so there's that aspect as well. And that's, you know, therefore it's no surprise when you see the overwhelming pervasive influence of this nefarious evil interest. And, you know, people are sending me articles, for example, on the alleged end of the CIA's vaccine program back in 2014, which didn't actually end. And, you know, those kinds of interests as well. But I was just thinking of how Ralph Epperson, for example, quoted Hitler in chapter 36 of his book, The Unseen Hand, chapter 36, Education, talking about the youth, you know, we don't care about you. What are you to us? You know, we already have your children. And so to see what has happened in recent decades to our children, it's a miracle that anyone escapes that kind of mind control, I think.
About 8 months ago, I purchased a book, and I the author slips my mind, but it's something to the effect of the unauthorized encyclopedia of businesses owned by the CIA.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I think it's Wayne Mattson might have written it. I forget who authored it. It's like 500 pages, but it's worthy of anyone acquiring, because it will stun you, the size of these businesses and the scope of them. And this, he said, this is just a partial list.
Yeah, yeah.
What's an agency doing owning all these businesses?
Exactly. And again, I mean, that gets right back to the beginnings. This is why these people are groomed in, you know, law firms like Sullivan & Cromwell and Wall Street Banking. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty except for one man, still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone, all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. Yeah.
come back. So, just looking for a couple of things.
Can I throw something in there, Chris?
Sure, absolutely.
As I'm listening to the radio and driving around in my car, the thought that keeps going through my mind is, who in the hell has casted this entire play? Mm-hmm. Because it's a cast of millions.
Mm-hmm.
I look at Carson, and to me, he looks like a cast member.
Yeah.
And he's just delivering some neuro-linguistic programming specially designed to do two things: to convey a rather nondescript message to the general populace, the unwashed masses, mm-hmm. or drop some breadcrumbs for people who really know what they're listening to and saying, we are in control. We don't give a crap what anybody thinks, especially you. We're going to proceed with our agenda. Grab your ankles. That's my read on Carson's speech.
Yeah, I wouldn't dispute that. And, you know, like I said at the outset of today's broadcast, I think it's interesting, you know, that there is, I would say, based on Tom Fitton's frustration and the mountain of evidence that they've talked about at Judicial Watch, it seems that there's ample evidence to prosecute the highest levels of the Obama administration, if not, you know, Barack himself. So if nothing happens, then, you know, all the more validation to your point.
Well, you got a few minutes left of your show. I'll get off and let you close. Thanks for giving me some time on your show, and I enjoy listening to it.
You bet. Much appreciated. And I would say a companion to the Thomas Pynchon quote is probably Ezra Pound. The technique of infamy is to invent two lies and to get people to argue heatedly over which one of them is true. I think they're companions. So, interesting indeed. Lots has actually been written, a great deal. Much has been written on the sentiment of the... There's a post from 2012, list of CIA fronts and proprietary organizations that gives a... I'm not aware of who the author of the book is that Quince mentioned, but that's definitely worth looking into, I suppose. I've talked about some of that. We could go on and on, you know, infiltration of the media, obviously. I think a lot can be learned by watching and rewatching Norman Dodd's interview by G. Edward Griffin back in 1982. I think that speaks a lot to what Quince was talking about. So, anyway, that'll do it for today's broadcast. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.